We thank you, Lord, how you promise that where two or three are gathered in your name, that you're in the midst. And we recognize your majestic presence. We're thankful, great Heavenly Father, that you made a way that we can know that you're with us. You promised you would never leave nor forsake us. And your promises are so true. They're yea and amen.
Yes.
And we recognize your presence, Lord. Yes. We bow before you. We worship you. Lord, we give you our attention and our affections yes. and our gratitude as we come together, Lord, in this time of worship, that you'll have your way, that the King will reign in our midst, we pray. And we ask it, Father, all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise you, dear Savior. We worship you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's sing together more abundantly. It's 123. And if you will, let's stand together, please. Trusting Jesus all along the way, does he grow more precious to your heart each day? Are you his disciple? Test his word and see. He will give the Spirit more abundantly, more abundantly, more and more abundantly, that they might have life. Interesting how we can have abundant life in Christ. It's a wonderful promise, and it's true. But there are times I don't feel that abundant life. Am I the only one in the room?
No.
Well, what's wrong with you people? I was looking for answers. But sometimes on the narrow way, we think of what the Lord said, that he came to give us life and more abundantly, and there are days when you're like, Lord, it doesn't feel so abundant today. And I talked to the Lord one time about that because, you know, that can become a more than one time deal in a week, a month, and a year. And something's wrong when that happens. Lord, I'm on the narrow way. I know I'm redeemed. I know that you have bought me and that I have access to your presence, and nothing can keep me out. What's going on here? And I don't know what your situation. The Holy Spirit speaks to all of us as individuals. But with me it was, Keith, you were never meant to carry so much stuff on the narrow way. When did you lose the idea that it's narrow? And what you're carrying is broad. Okay. I said, okay, Holy Spirit, I get it. What should I lose? Everything. But some of these things, Lord, are cares and burdens. Lord, it's not just I'm carrying, you know, I bought a new toy or I got a new car or, it's not possessions. I'm carrying things that matter, God. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, there's a little bit of my word that says you should cast your cares upon me. But you know, spiritually speaking, I'm a garbage picker. Some of you look like you are too. You know, I garbage pick. I cast my care upon the Lord. You know, and then I go back and kind of think, well, okay, Lord, thank you for what you've done, but I got the rest, and I better, you know. And I like that it says cast your care, you know. Just get rid of it. And I'm thankful the Lord spoke to me about that. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't times on the narrow way when I find myself once again saying, where's that abundant life? But very often you have to empty yourself in order for everything God wants to come back in, right? To be in there. So I thought of this song. Isn't it interesting that, or I do, at least I find it interesting, that more abundantly is as easy as 1, 2, 3, yeah. You know? And Satan wouldn't want it to, Satan doesn't like that idea that we could have that abundant life as easy as 1, 2, 3. It's that easy. But let me just say something before we sing the last. It is. God has done everything that He can do to make that abundant life available to us. It is available. And don't let our enemy persuade you that it's as difficult as 666. Because it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. He shed His blood. He opened the heavens. We can come boldly before that throne of grace. It's all for us to do. And I want to just encourage us this morning. Maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody here is feeling the weight. Maybe you're a garbage picker, you know? Give me another moment. I'm sorry you're standing so long, but at least it keeps you awake. Look. Isn't it something, folks, that somebody could say something out of line to you, right? And that will stick in your brain for a long time, right? And you try to dismiss it and you try to forget it, right? Well, I believe the Holy Spirit, if the enemy can do that, how much more the Holy Spirit can get these truths to stick in our brain and overcome those things? It's time we enter into everything that God has promised in a greater way. And so we're going to sing this last. And maybe there's someone here that, you know, something's sticking in your head. Something happened, something somebody said. You know, and it's robbing you of just saying that there's an abundant life. I can have the presence of Christ. What do you say we just cast it aside now and let Christ come in? A good way of doing that is to worship. Now, it doesn't mean you have to shout loud, it would be awesome if somebody swung from one of these chandeliers. I mean, it'd just be awesome to see. It had nothing to do with God, but it would be awesome to see. But it's not about how loud we worship, but it's that we worship in spirit and in truth from our hearts. Because there's a freedom and there's a grace when we allow the Lord in. So let's sing this third verse, and then let's come to Him as honest as we can and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Come on, the third verse. Come to Him believing, hearken to His call, all from Him receiving, yield to Him our all. Jesus will accept you when to Him you flee. He will grant His blessing more abundantly. Life and more abundant. thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, we praise you, we worship you, we exalt you, O God. You are worthy of all our praise. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, our wonderful, gracious King. We thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we praise you, we worship you, we love you, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, praise you, Lord, oh God, we love you, we love you, oh Lord, thank you, praise you, Lord Jesus, we worship you, thank you, Lord. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Jesus, there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Amen. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, dear Jesus. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, the name of Jesus, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. Our wonderful Lord, our wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Lord Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know the name of Jesus, the power of that name. We know that there's not salvation found in any other name. And even speaking and mentioning that name has its strength and power, and we're thankful for that. Lord, we're thankful that we can cast our cares upon you. And Lord, we want to confess we're not always good at it, but help us, because we don't want anything to block your presence. Lord, you have that abundant life, and we know it, and we know it well. But we have an enemy who goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he might devour. But he's defeated. He's defeated because there's an access to the throne of grace. And Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, nothing can keep us away. Nothing now can hinder. Thank you that the accuser of the brethren is cast down. And Lord, that we have this wonderful open door to your presence and to you, Father. We thank you for that. We want to pray today for all of the boys and the children in the cottage today. Lord, you brought them here. And God, we pray that all of your will be accomplished in their lives. We just trust you to do that. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord, we pray that. We ask, O Lord Jesus, we pray, God, that you will, you'll just supersede all of our inabilities to communicate that sometimes we feel. Lord, Holy Spirit, you're able. We pray, Father, for every counselor, that you'll equip them by the Holy Spirit to reach the hearts of these children, these young men, Lord. God, we see it's a dangerous world out there. We see that, Lord. It's a void that so many fall into, and we pray that you'll rescue these, Lord, for your name's sake. We commit them to you. We thank you, Lord God, for every guest, and we pray that you'll bless and minister and meet each one. We trust you to do this, Lord. We thank you for the staff, dear God, that labor here, that give of their time. We pray, Lord, that every task they do will be done for Christ. And, Lord, that you'll impart this wonderful, abundant life to them. We just ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and let's be seated, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing another wonderful hymn. I'll just find a number to it here. It's 165. 165. Let's sing that. Father, and also pray for our country. We want to bring before you, oh Lord, in these days there's so much rhetoric, oh God, among your people and the unsaved, the saved. Lord, we talk to you about our country, that you will, Lord, come to those in authority, we pray. Oh Lord Jesus, we ask God that you'll have mercy on this land. And call people, Lord, back to the Word and back to yourself, we pray. Lord, we truly do ask that your kingdom will come and your will be done in this land. And we think of the precious young people, oh Lord, and if you should tarry, that you would have mercy, and Lord God, that truth would reign. That's our cry to you. Lord, let truth reign, we pray. We're thankful, Lord God, for what you're doing. We're not blind to that. We know, Lord, that you're moving by your power. There are young people coming to the Lord and getting into the Word. And Lord Jesus, it's not on the news. It's not broadcasted over the radio, but it's happening. And we're thankful for that. And we pray, Lord, you'll continue to draw their hearts to you. And so we pray for your church in this land. Lord, we pray it will not be blind. We pray, Lord Jesus, we will walk in love. We pray, O God, that that'll be so. And those things that Paul mentions will not be mentioned among us. We trust you to do that. We pray we'll walk in the light, Lord, as you are in the light. We just believe you to do this. And Lord, we do need your wisdom to navigate through these times. But you have that for us. You guide us. You lead us. Oh, Lord, you haven't forsaken or abandoned us. You haven't left us on our own. You're speaking. You're guiding more and now than ever. Give us keen ears. Give us a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, we pray. We believe you to do this. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.